people need not apply. So I took my hand under my hand and I waited to ask him why.
Ah, I was a long-haired freaky person at one point. Now I'm just a freaky person.
There you go. You cut it all off.
Yeah, this is the Tesla version of that song. We both challenged us. I knew that he did not write it, and for whatever reason, I thought of... I couldn't think of the name of who wrote it, and then I looked it up. It's why can't I remember this? Five Man Electrical Band. Mm-hmm. And you and I went, okay, Five Man Electrical Band. But come to find out, a member of that band, Les Emerson, also writer of this song, Signs, just died on Friday, complications due to COVID.
Yeah,
he was double vaccinated,
right? Yeah. He was double vaccinated, 77 years old, passed away due to COVID.
Ottawa. Yeah, so same day we were doing the Mike Nesmith tribute, Monkees.
The Monkees, yep.
We got ourselves some Les Emerson.
Yeah, so some musical tributes here on Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
And that came completely separate from the what we wanted to talk about and the reason I picked the song in the first place.
Correct.
Which is Governor Evers.
There you go.
And the long play self-owning of the GOP. And
former Governor Walker, too. Not just the GOP.
Of course.
Former Governor Walker.
Of course.
Walker.
It's a long play here.
Because, it is a long play.
Because the thing is, everybody, with people who just don't do things for stupid partisan reasons or that make no sense at all just to go around the bend and everything like that, there's just at some point, you just got to stop fighting them and just let them self-own. Because eventually, and when I say it's not self-own, it's self-owning.
Correct.
Where eventually the stupid things they do will come back, and it's kind of karmish.
We're going with karmish.
Oh, we're gonna go with karmish now. It seems right, which is what you do now. Doesn't matter about facts or the actual thing.
Well, I have to throw the flag, right? That's a 5-yard penalty.
Yeah.
Okay. You're 5 yards back.
That's karmish. Thank you.
There you go.
Karmish coming back to haunt me. So. Anyway,
yeah.
Self-owning is karma. So
self-owning is what's going on here, because let's fill everybody in with the headline that broke either this weekend or this morning, I believe. It was this morning. Molly Beck reporting over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Times, the U.S. Supreme Court has denied the appeal over access to Governor Tony Evers' press events. So to catch everybody up. In the past, former Governor Scott Walker used to pick and choose who he wanted to be at his press events.
Uh-huh,
he would
uh-huh,
keep, uh-huh. quote unquote, liberal journalists out, liberal outlets out. And so when Governor Evers became elected and the governor here in Wisconsin, he took a similar tack with some of the reporters that he necessarily didn't want to be at some of the unveils for, say, the 2019 budget, which is what was under contention here. So the MacGyver Institute here in Wisconsin, a very conservative think tank that does, quote unquote, journalistic things, they're a policy think tank.
So you know when I was telling you about Gordon Hintz having the appropriate amount of snark or appropriate level of snark, the MacGyver Institute, at least the people who they send live to talk to Governor Evers, they have a little bit too much snark, I would say.
They're a little bit over the top
as far as being snarky with it.
I'd say it's probably a little bit more than a little too much.
Perhaps it's disruptive of the whole process in general.
Right, and when at these press avails, like in 2019, when Evers' staff was briefing journalists on the budget protocol or the proposals that he was going to unveil at his budget speech that night, a lot of the information's embargoed. You're not supposed to share that. They give it to you, the journalists, on the expectation that they're going to use it to help write a story, but they're not going to release that information before the governor's speech.
You can't preempt the governor.
Right. And so the conservative think tank in the past, I believe, which is why he precluded them from this, is they were sharing information before and preempting him. They were putting it out there earlier than he wanted it to.
Oh, so there's a reason why he was doing it.
Correct.
Okay, and they were violating a policy.
Well, not violating, but, blurring the lines, kind of just being like, well, if we put it out this way or we spin it this way or we give it to this person, it's not really us breaking the rules, right? And so Evers decided to only allow a select few journalists and a select few outlets attend these events. And MacGyver immediately cried foul. They wanted to be able to be at every press avail. Otherwise, it was a violation of their journalist freedom of speech, Brian. So they took this up through the court. This was back in 2019. They took it all through the Court of Appeals. This got to the U.S. Supreme Court. A conservative think tank throwing a hissy fit about not being able to be in the early briefing session about the governor's press avail for the budget. They took it all the way to the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
I think they're just mad because they forgot to take this away from Governor Evers in the duck session.
Yeah, it was an aspect they forgot to include in the lame duck laws. Yeah.
Leaving him any power whatsoever was...
Apparently, the bully pulpit is still something they want to control and say, oh, well, he's being a dictator and robbing us of our First Amendment rights. Like, that is what was at the core of this. And the U.S. Supreme Court now this weekend said, nope, that's not something we're going to hear, taking the lower court of appeals decision that it was constitutional for the governor to be able to restrict certain journalists from certain press events.
So they were saying that... So they cited precedent. Who set the precedent?
Oh, well, that was the best part. Former Governor Scott Walker joined on saying, oh, hey, this is not right. The MacGyver Institute should be able to be at these things.
Really?
And everybody that was like, everybody's like, what? You literally excluded journalists from your events. And so not only is it a big L for the MacGyver Institute, it is a big L for the former governor of Wisconsin, Governor Scott Walker.
Congratulations, Scott Walker. You're self-owning. Continues.
It does. It does. But the self-owning, we got some more stories. All right.
Let me share this one with you real quick. It's quick enough to do so.
Okay.
This happened in the Senate today. This was going around from a source inside the Senate, very accurate and whatnot. Wednesday's Senate Labor Regulatory Reform Committee hearing has been canceled due to the need to follow COVID-19 protocols. Within the office of a chair.
Steve Noss.
The hearing agenda includes three bills related to COVID-19, allowing those who quit their jobs over refusal to get the vaccine to still qualify for unemployment, requiring an employer to accept proof of natural immunity to meet a requirement that an employee be vaccinated or regularly tested, and allowing an employee whose injury was caused by a required vaccination to qualify for workers' comp. So this meeting about what we can do for people who didn't get vaccinated and are irresponsibly not getting vaccinated and lost their jobs. But we had to cancel that meeting due to COVID protocols that we have to follow.
I was worried we weren't going to get that last cell phone in here before the end of the segment, but this is Dueling Tangents, so we always make room for it. So
we're going to review it later.
Give us a call, 844-967-2789. This is not canceled. Give us a call. We'll be right back.